The latest report of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, says sea levels could rise a metre by the end of the century. The ABC has obtained a final draft of the report ahead of its official release next Friday. It confirms what climate scientists have known for many years, but there's been no shortage of controversy surrounding its release. Here's environment and science reporter Jake Sturmer.
The message from scientists is clear. The planet's warming, and we're mostly to blame.
No, right now, if you look at the rate of increase of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, it's fairly close to the worst-case scenarios that have been looked at by scientists since we started looking at this problem.
That's Steve Sherwood from the Climate Change Research Centre at the University of New South Wales. He won't comment about the specifics of the report. He says the more immediate impacts are well known.
Eventually, we can expect to see more intense heat waves, stronger downpours of rain, longer periods between rain. Those are kind of three things that a lot of different lines of evidence tell us we can expect in a warmer world.
The scenarios outlined in the latest draft report from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change show global temperatures have risen by almost a degree since the pre-industrial era. While average land and sea temperatures will continue to rise, the IPCC predicts anything over 4 degrees is unlikely this century. And disturbingly, sea levels could surge by a metre at the end of the century, in part because glaciers and ice sheets are melting faster. The evidence suggests that continued rising emissions would eventually lead to a near complete loss of the Greenland ice sheet and a 7-metre sea level rise by the end of the millennium. But right now, one thing scientists have been battling to explain is why the rate of warming has slowed. John Cook from the Global Change Institute at Queensland University says the planet is still heating up, but at a slower rate.
And there's been a lot of studies that have examined this very question over the last couple of years. And what the evidence seems to be telling us is that the oceans are taking up most of the heat, most of global warming.
Deputy CEO of the Climate Institute, Erwin Jackson, says while the rate of warming has slowed, the trend is clear.
We haven't seen a slowdown in the trend in warming. We are actually putting heat into the atmosphere, the equivalent of detonating 4 Hiroshima bombs every second. The heat is in various parts of the world. It's not just at the surface. It's also going into our oceans. We're seeing melting glaciers. We're seeing a whole range of climate changes, but the world is continuing to warm, and that unless we reduce emissions significantly, will continue for many centuries to come.
Some who question the science have focused on the report's apparent lack of certainty about exactly how our climate will change.
They're just really focusing on these two points, is the slowdown in warming and the broadened range of climate sensitivity estimates. What they're ignoring is the fact that the best estimate for climate sensitivity hasn't changed since 2007, and they're also ignoring the fact that the planet continues to build up heat at the same rate that has been global warming for the last few decades.
John Cook from the Global Change Institute at Queensland University, ending Jake Sturmer's report.